Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. The power of attention. Attention is one of the most powerful forces in the world. Along with food and water, a baby needs the attentive gaze of a human face. A baby lies in the crib and smiles. The face smiles back, and the baby realizes that someone is watching, is responding, that what the baby does counts. The baby's joy or anger or sorrow is reflected in the face of another. Psychologists speak of this as attunement. The baby realizes it is possible to be somehow connected to or in tune with another human being. The face becomes the mirror through which the child learns whether it is a source of delight or disappointment. A child simply cannot survive without the face. The face is what tells the baby that it matters. One of the great miracles of life is that God pays attention to us. This is partly why the writers of Scripture speak so often of God's face. This is the hope of the great priestly blessing that God himself taught the people of Israel. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious to thee. The Lord turn his face toward thee and give thee peace. It's found in Numbers 6, 24 to 26. To turn your face toward someone is to give that person your wholehearted, undivided attention. That is something my father was very, very good at. And sadly, as he is not so well nowadays, it's not really the same. It's not the casual listening of a preoccupied mind. It is a statement, I have nothing else to do, nowhere else I'd rather be. I'm fully devoted to being with you. This is the kind of attention that God lavishes on us. It gets better. The blessing says God will not only turn his face toward us, he will make it shine on us. The shining face is an image of delight. It is the face of a proud parent beaming while a child plays on her first piano recital. It's the radiant face of the bride as she walks the aisle to her groom. We can turn our face toward anyone, pay some attention to them, but with little effort. But our faces shine and beam and grow radiant only in the presence of those we love most deeply. And this is how God pays attention to us. He makes his fine face to shine upon us. The God of the Bible is a God who notices. Listen to the psalmist. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. There's not the smallest detail of our life that is not of immense interest to God. Jesus was convinced of this. He said one day, are not two sparrows sold for a farthing or a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father, and even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid, you are of more value than many sparrows. That's Matthew 10, 29 to 31. By the way, if you miss Jesus' wonderful playfulness in the last phrase, you'll miss the whole point. Jesus noticed how anxiety robs us of life. Does anyone notice, we wonder? Jesus points out the Father's ceaseless attentiveness to sparrows, about the least expensive creature people would have bought in his day. So don't worry, he gently states. You are worth quite a few sparrows of value than many, more many sparrows. How many sparrows would it take to equal the value of your life in God's eyes? Put every sparrow that has ever flown on the side of the scales and you and the other, and God will take you every time. If God attends to every mishap in any moment of the sparrow's life, try to imagine how closely he attends to you. No wonder after Paul became a Christian, he said, he's the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You have been listening to Stephen Baker on a Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. More information and contact details can be found on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk. Thanks for listening. Come again soon.